The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has resisted music industry requests for the names of students who allegedly trade pirated music over the internet. Some MIT students are starting a new free music sharing system today that they say is completely legal. It lets them get access to a growing library of recordings over the school's cable TV network, and the technology could spread to other schools. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In some ways, MIT's new system is like a next generation of college radio, but instead of tuning in an FM station, you go on the internet, pick a song you want to hear, and turn on the TV.
You borrow a channel for 80 minutes, and during those 80 minutes, you can play whatever you want on it. You can skip around, you can pause, you can fast forward. It's like as if you had the CD.
22-year-old Keith Winstein is one of the students who created the music system. He says back in high school, he was struck by how his school library had music CDs, but most kids didn't listen to them.
Nobody would walk to the library to listen to music. People weren't doing it because the library would close, but the CD might be checked out already. But they had all this music, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if you could actually listen to it from your room?
Of course, a few years later, you could listen from your room using your computer to download music from Napster and other file-swapping networks, but that was illegal. So at MIT, Winstein and another student, Josh Mandel, set out to create a legal free music-sharing system. They figured out that music could be played over the school's cable TV network. Analog cable TV is covered by blanket licenses that universities and radio stations get from groups that represent performing artists.
By clicking on the title of one of the CDs, we can add it to the playlist.
Josh Mandel has logged onto the music sharing website. He's sitting at Winstein's desk in the school newspaper office where there's a big TV.
If we look at the TV, we can see that I've checked out this song on channel 63 and it begins to play on the TV.
The system uses 16 different channels on cable TV, which students get in their dorm rooms here, and it's not too hard for students to hook the sound up from the TV to their stereo. Thousands of students can listen to the music at the same time, but only 16 students can have their requests played at once, since that's how many channels there are. The number of channels could be expanded, though. You might have noticed that this isn't exactly wild college party music or the latest hip-hop, which Mandel and Winstein readily admit isn't really their bag.
Josh and I are not really the rap music guys.
So you're more like the mellow jazz guys or something? Or?
I'm a big fan of show tunes.
But not everyone at MIT likes show tunes, and during the beta test phase, there wasn't much variety of music available. It turns out, word of the free music system spread around campus ahead of the launch. And in the Student Center food court, several students said they'd already gone to the website, but were disappointed. Catherine Tweedy is a 22-year-old materials engineering student.
I did check it out. Right now, they don't have many different albums on it, so it's pretty much limited to classical music. I think it'd be pretty good once they get a lot more music.
Winstein says now they have. This week is the official launch of the system, and more than 3,000 albums are now available, all of which were purchased based on requests from hundreds of students. The funding came from a program for student projects. The larger library of music has just been available in the past week, and about 70 students a day who figured that out have been using the system.
Let's see what we got here. Okay, let's do a little Dr. Dre. How about that?
Wasim Daher is an 18-year-old MIT freshman.
I use it all the time. Like yesterday, I listened to stuff from a whole bunch of genres. Like I listened to Oops, I Did It Again. I listened to The Real Slim Shady. I listened to Bridge Over Troubled Waters. But it's also a very social system. I can see what person X on channel 67 is listening to, and I can be like, you know, that song is pretty good. Maybe I'll start listening to that.
The system is limited enough, though, that students here don't expect it to replace the downloading of pirated music off the internet. Also, if students started recording the music, that might violate copyright law. The Recording Industry Association of America so far has no comment on the new music sharing network, but MIT is satisfied that it complies with the law, and the students who built it are planning to share their technology with other schools for free. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.